This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To do it all over again. Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. We are about a half hour away from Mitt Romney giving a speech that we know will be very critical of Donald Trump. A lot of you have thought that was a bad idea. Some of you think it's an okay idea because you don't like Donald Trump. So that's why we have a talk radio program for you to let us know what you think. We can be that release valve for you, see, rather than running around the office or the work site or, screaming in the car, whatever you're doing. In your home, we're here for you, is what I'm trying to say. We're here for you, folks. We're that release valve. We can do it. Exactly right. I'm going to fill up my car at PetroServe USA in a little bit. And, power my way back to Bismarck for tonight's big debate between Wayne Stengel, the Attorney General, Doug Burgum, the Fargo business leader, Rick Becker, the Bismarck doctor, all vying for the Republican nomination for governor in North Dakota tonight. All three on the stage, Bell Mayhus Auditorium, and it's sold out. So if you don't have a ticket, check it out by watching it on KX in the West, WDAY and Z Extra in the East. And also online. Prairie Public Broadcasting Radio will have it live as well. We'll have it live on AM 1100 The Flag in the Red River Valley, too. So there are a lot of folks watching that debate tonight. It's unprecedented, and really, I'm glad the party did it. I think it's wonderful. It's a good idea. Unprecedented in the sense that you don't really have a debate ahead of the convention, because the job of somebody running for the nomination is to go talk to people that are delegates and get their support. And this is more of a sort of a public way to do it. Obviously, the delegates will be watching, but since we know pretty much there's going to be a primary battle, and that will come later, this is just an early start on what is arguably the most watched race in North Dakota this year. So we are looking forward to being a part of that. We're also going to try and catch up with a guest that is seeking the nomination of, pretty much everybody. On the public instruction race, it isn't just it's a nonpartisan race anyway, but what this candidate has decided to do is seek the nomination of, independents and Republicans and Democrats. And we had a scheduled interview for 10:30. We're going to need to move that up a little bit because of the Mitt Romney speech that we've been talking about today. So we're hoping to catch our guest at 10:20, that'll be Joe Chang, who is the math teacher at Four Winds High School, Fort Totten. I think I said earlier he was a man down. I messed that up. But no, he's in Fort Totten. Again, nominee for the North Dakota Superintendent of Public Instruction race. So that coming up, too. By golly, we have a full bank of calls waiting to weigh in, so we'll get to you here. Tell me what's on your mind. You're ready to do that, obviously. Jim and Bismarck's waited the longest through the news break here. Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, actually, I just wanted to give a shout-out to all the teachers from the Bismarck community and, I guess, North Dakota, too, and that stuff. I think their hands are tied a little bit, and I think that's what Mr. Puffy, this whole thing's about Mr. Puffy. I think their hands are tied, you know, and they need a paraeducator in their room if they have an IED student in their room and that stuff. And then if a kid goes off and there's no paraeducator in there, which we're lacking, which I think is a Tamara Uselman downfall. I think
she's... Tell me that. Say that again. I missed that last part. You talked about the superintendent. What's her downfall?
Well, I think her downfall is she's not coming out telling the Bismarck people what's actually happening in our Bismarck public school system and, you know, explain how these IEDs work. They can hire a paraeducator for $14 an hour and have them work 30 hours a week. They have a tough job and that stuff. You know, you get these kids in these classes, you know, third graders, fourth graders, you know, they'll say five swear words in front of a classroom talking about bringing a gun to school, and nobody knows about it. It's a hush-hush deal. You know, and these paraeducators, we need to hire more of them. And these teachers have their hands tied behind their backs. I think what Mr. Puffy, you know, I was a student of his, and it's just very disappointing. I think when when Tamara Uselman comes on and makes a statement, she's going to sound exactly like a politician, because I've talked to her before, and she flips it right around in that stuff. They need to come out and tell the Bismarck people what's really happening, because I care about our teachers in Bismarck. There's a lot of great teachers, and they have their hands tied behind their backs.
Okay, in what regard? How are their hands tied behind their backs?
Well, if in the situation, in the situation with Mr. Puffy, you know, if you got an IED kid, it could be on ADHD, could be, you know, on medication, which I have a blessing that they're in our school, in our public school system. But to have a teacher and they go off in a classroom and that stuff, if my kid was to do that, they'd be expelled for a week, you know. Or, you know, if they did it the second time, they'd be kicked out of the school system. And then we got a Manchester house right sitting down in Bismarck, and these troubled kids, which shouldn't even, there is some of them, okay? I'm just saying, there is some of them that probably shouldn't be in our Bismarck public school systems. They need further help.
Okay, so your point is if there's a physical altercation between one of these students, you say IED. I've heard it described as individual learning program. Is that different than IED?
Yeah, or IED. You know, so that's where you're looking at. And these teachers can't do anything to physically restrain them or get them out of the class.
So, but going back to what they ought to do, you're saying they I mean, should in the case of Mr. Puffy, if this student becomes aggressive towards him, should he have the ability to say, I'm going to physically restrain you without it costing him his job? Is that what you're saying?
You have to. I mean, Ulzerman needs to protect the teachers. She has to. What happens if that kid were to have a knife or something? Mr. Puffy would have been the hero, and it would have been all over national news and that stuff, and Ulzerman needs to stand up for her teachers. You know, 15 years ago, this wouldn't have been an issue in that stuff, and I think this is what's wrong with our society, is our parents, it comes from parenting, you know, and if the parents ain't doing it at home, someone needs to do it in the school and that stuff, because they ain't going to be around my kid sitting in a class causing a disturbance from my kid not learning and that stuff.
No, you're so right. I mean, the breakdown of the family is an issue that we can point to so many things. You know, all the ills in society that we worry about that keep us up at night, more often than not, it comes back to the breakdown of the family. And teachers are our last line of defense in many cases on that. And I will agree with you on one thing. This is right now is a he said, she said, going back and forth with statements and everything. The superintendent and every superintendent ought to stand up for their teachers, you know, in a big way, and not be wrapped up into the PC stuff where when one thing looks bad, you know, you go south. Just take your chances, you know, and say, look, I'm going to assess this, and I'm going to say, you know, it is this teacher doing what that teacher thought they needed to do in that particular situation, and rather than second guess it and put them through the ringer, let's stand behind them. I think you make some good points there, Jim. Appreciate the call. A lot of calls waiting, so I need to keep rolling here. Doug and Steele, what's on your mind?
Hello, Scott. I just had a question. I know maybe it was probably 6 weeks ago or so, maybe that Attorney General Stengem came out and made the comment, something to the effect, and I'm not saying this verbatim here, but something to the effect, you know, he supported, you know, homosexual marriage or whatever, but it was, I guess, looking back at it, it seemed kind of squishy-squashy. Well, you know, as Attorney General, if it becomes the law of the land, of course you have to quote unquote support it. I mean, it's the law, and that's his job is to support the laws. But does he actually, as he said, he supports, you know, Christian homosexual marriage in a church? Is that, I guess that's my question.
You know, he was asked pretty plainly on several occasions whether or not he supported same-sex marriage. He said yes. He's deferred a few times to his church, but he's a member of a very liberal church that does too support same-sex marriage. So,
okay.
It's a liberal. It's a, you know, one of the liberal Lutheran churches that is in support of it. So he's on a lot of the social issues. Wayne tends to say, "What my church says is what I say," and so he defers it a little bit. But he has been asked point blank on that one, and I've heard from some listeners who were hearing that for the first time, but sharing your view on it, Doug. I appreciate your call. Thanks. Maybe that'll come up tonight. I don't know. A lot of the questions we already have raring to go. Most of them. We have a lightning round. It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun. But I honestly can't remember all of them that are on the list. Tom in West Fargo, tell me what's on your mind.
Me, West Fargo.
Tom, West Fargo. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the West. Just a couple things on Trump. I think one of the reasons he's surging is that his audience is not aimed at older baby boomers, people older than, I would say, 40, 45. I would say those are the people that are coming in. All these people, he is from a he's somehow being able to tap into a generation that is, or generations that are, their minds, their attention span is, you know, just a few seconds or a minute or something. They're all used to talking to devices.
It's the reality TV crowd, Tom,
that's
is
right.
What it is. Yeah.
That's right. And they're all used to talking to devices that resemble a deck of cards. And he's going after that. I think the establishment party, I think they're extremely scared. I think they're as scared as when Iran was as scared of when Reagan took office.
Yeah, because I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that he's able to attract some new voters, and I share your criticism of the attention spans. But again, it's new voters who are voting for Republicans, so I'm with you, Tom. Appreciate the call. Tim and Colm, Lee and Wishick, and others behind him when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Everybody has people that are very dear to them, very near to them, whether it's a spouse, children, grandchildren, whatever it is. If there's unfortunate death like this, that affects the whole family. But even if it's an injury, you can still have a serious injury that changes life for all of those. And if we can just wake them up to the fact that that's how important it really is, and that the children are getting hurt through them getting hurt, that seems to make a bit of a difference. And that's something that all of our safety consultants work at very hard to try and get them to realize, you know, why. One of the whys, it's important to not only sit through a training, but take it in, soak it in, and apply it, and make sure that they're working in a safe manner each and every day.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890. That's 800-932-8890. Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president at Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paidman Attorney Spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The vision that I have for where we need to go in North Dakota is to build on the successes that we're seeing in North Dakota, further diversify our economy, and I think really that is one of the key things that we need to do, and we have a wealth of opportunities to do just that, and things that don't just affect agriculture, our number one industry. It is our top industry, and it always will be and should be, but our energy as well. But there's so much more that we can do here in North Dakota that will continue the success that we've been seeing here in our state for the last several years and make it even better.
That is Wayne Stengem, Attorney General, who will be on the stage tonight and has been spending the last number of months running for the Republican nomination for governor. Wayne Stengem, Doug Burgum, Rick Becker, all part of the debate tonight. Hope to have you take it in. By the way, I failed to mention, we'll have it also on KTGO 1090 radio for folks in Tioga and Stanley and up in northwest North Dakota tonight as well. Prairie Public Broadcasting picking up KX in the west and WDY and Z Extra in the east. Okay, back to the phones here on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Lee and Wishick, tell me. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Lee, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, turn your radio down there, and it'll be easier to chat with you.
Yeah, I did. So.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. I was going to say that I know for a fact that the school system asked Mr. Posse to resign. And I know that because Mr. Posse related that to me prior to his resignation, that that's what they'd asked. And I know him as an acquaintance because his son is married to my daughter, and we moved our children down to Brooklyn Park from Bismarck, and that was before he resigned. He told me that he was given an ultimatum, resign or go through proceedings, and they said it'd be much easier if he resigned and just let it go. And then when he asked for if he could have personal representation, then they went and said, you can no longer come on the property, the school property. You have to get your stuff out of here, and you're not allowed here anymore. And I haven't talked to him since then. I found out afterwards to my daughter that he had resigned because he thought it would save time and money because he'd have to go through personal representation, pay a lawyer, and also that he's not a confrontational person, and he did not want to go through those type of proceedings. And he's near retirement. He thought it would be easier just to go quietly. But they are absolutely lying when they say that he was not asked to resign. Yeah, they didn't put it on writing, and they went and carefully worded it, but they did ask him to resign.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you sharing that. I think that kind of goes to what some people brought up today about, you know, statements from the superintendent, you know, saying, well, he resigned. That's technically true. But as you say, asked to resign and a lot of hubbub when it became known that he wanted an attorney involved. That's a flawed process in my mind. And I understand why now the petitions are going and the support's out there. That's a product of the school district doing what they're doing here. They should have known better. Lee, appreciate you sharing that. Thank you very much. Let's see who is next here. Tim and Colm, what's on your mind?
Hello. I have a comment and a question. My comment is, I think Mr. Romney should stay out of this. He tried in 2012 and lost, and he was asked not to get involved in this year's presidential election. So stay out of it. My question is this. Is K-Fire Radio carrying a debate tonight, either the presidential or the governor's debate?
Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is not here. I don't believe so because they were not able to carry the governor's debate, that is, because of the tournaments tonight. So I'm guessing that would extend into the later hours. So I don't believe so. I'll find out before the end of the program, but for sure not the governor's debate.
The tournaments are on K-Fire tonight? Oh, okay.
They are, yep. It's that time of year.
All right. Well, I live out here in the middle of nothing with no TV, and daytime radio stations don't hit us. So that's the problem here. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I hear you. I would fire up the laptop is what I would do tonight. Ray is on the road. Ray, what's on your mind?
Hi, I'm calling about the gay marriage issue brought up a little while ago. And I think the biggest problem with that is the verbiage. How can they just change what's been written in the Bible between a man and a woman?
Well, I know. That's what bugs me because, listen, it's America. If you choose, you have a same-sex attraction. Be in a relationship, be in a civil union, be in whatever. But I don't, for the majority of folks, especially the activists in that world, that's not enough to have a solution on how they can have a partnership. They want it defined as marriage. To them, it's the same as a man and a woman together. And that's my That's my catch, too. I'm with you, Ray.
Exactly. But, I mean, I understand their side as far as the legality of it, as far as the insurance goes, and all of that. But, yeah, I think that that's wrong, call it marriage, because it's just not right.
Now, unfortunately, the Supreme Court has decided to weigh in on that one, Ray, so they've trumped us both on, their view of it, but I appreciate your call. Peter and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I just want to throw a little positive spin on the whole Trump can't be stopped at this point thing. You know, and I'm normally a pretty pessimistic guy, but the whole narrative into Super Tuesday was Trump was going to roll 10, maybe 11 states. Well, he took 7. I mean, I think that just goes to show that when we start getting the news out there about who Donald Trump actually is, because less than 25% of people know about the Trump University thing. Less than 25% know about these KKK connections he has and about his bankruptcies. And you know what? If he's running against Hillary, 90% of people are going to know about that, and he's going to get smoked. And so I think that Tuesday, well, yeah, he did phenomenally well. He didn't do as well as he claimed and was supposed to do because word is finally getting out about who Donald Trump really, in fact, is. And if we can keep pushing that, then I think we've got a chance to actually elect a conservative to the White House this year if we can get him out of the way.
Here's what I would say. It is a political race, in this case, a quest for Republican nomination. Everything you say may be true, but why haven't his opponents brought it out sooner? To me, the issue today is that Mitt Romney, the loser in the last election, now when the momentum is certainly with Trump, I mean, he has the momentum. He didn't, came up a couple states short. He could have done better. I mean, I think I said before Super Tuesday, I said he needs better than half the delegates, and then he can sort of say it's over. He didn't get half the delegates. He came up a little bit short, so it isn't there. But it just this smacks of really the establishment trying to cram it down the throat of the people that are coming. I think it's poorly handled on the part of Mitt Romney and everybody else. I don't disagree with what you've said, that people, whose fault is that?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If Trump gets elected, it will be only the fault of Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, for the establishment, the media. I mean, nobody has held him to the same standard that everyone else gets held to.
And I look at it a little differently. I think people do know there's some flaws with Donald Trump, okay? But I think they say, yeah, well, you know what? You've got flaws, too. And it's what you've done to this point. Because everybody else has had some role, save for Ben Carson, in the political process. And people are like, how do you trust anybody? So, you've all got your issues. I think it just shows the frustration people have. Peter, great conversation. Thanks for sharing. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We'll see what Romney really says soon.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Smaller state government, more local control, and we need great cities is what we need for us to be to really be exceptional. And I don't want to piggyback off of Rick, but if we don't have a great education system, we're not going to be competitive.
And a comment on the big vision of Doug Burgum in a candidate forum last night with Rick Becker. All three candidates tonight, GOP debate, Bismarck, Bell Mayhus Auditorium, 7 o'clock. Check it out. All right, friends, can I tell you about B-Mobile? They'd love to write you a check for $650 to get you out of your current contract. No kidding. How's that for a great deal? How's that for a great deal? How's that for a great deal? So good I said it three times. That's right. B-Mobile is the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. The name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network, local family-owned company. If you're not a member of the Verizon family, now is the time to join. To get unstuck from your current carrier, just visit B-Mobile, switch to Verizon. They'll give you up to $650 to get out of that current contract. See the store for complete details. Great deal. B-Mobile, everywhere you're at, home, lake, beyond, and locations across North Dakota to serve you. Find one at bmobile.com. I'll give you a hint. Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Valley City, and Wahpeton, too, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Our lines are full. I want to get Vera in here from Kenmare, who wanted to respond to a previous caller on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and then Mitt Romney's going to talk, and then we'll finish with everybody else who wants to talk about Mitt Romney. You can tell me what you think of what he said. Vera, what's on your mind?
Well, good morning. They're throwing everything at the kitchen sink at Trump. He's using his own dime to run on. And doesn't it make you just give you a little pause? Why is everyone so afraid of him? And why are they absolutely so sure that Donald Trump will never be president? We're hearing this from all over the spectrum. And why is Donald Trump bringing in so many more people into the vote as being voters? And they're trying to knock him down. This makes no sense. He's building the Republican Party, and they're trying to kill him. I don't understand it.
These are all good
questions. Donald Trump, you know.
These are all good questions, Vera. And rather than what we're going to hear from Mitt Romney here in minutes about how Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud, and his promises being as worthless as a degree from Trump University, I'd rather hear why he is saying what he's saying. Tell me why you believe that. Give me your reasons for. I think it has more to do about the lost power in the establishment.
Is power. It's power.
It's a power battle. It's not about that they don't like him and believe he's a fraud and everything else. It's that he's going to run his own show, I think, because we're not getting the answers. Yeah, I'm with you, Vera. Thank you very much. Let's see what Mitt Romney is going to say. He's taking the podium here. I think he is. Yeah, I have the remote control upside down. Not good.
Listen, that's my candidacy for office. And
And I'm not going to endorse a candidate today. Instead, I'd like to offer my perspective on the nominating process of my party. Back in 1964, just days before the presidential election, which incidentally we lost, Ronald Reagan went on national television and challenged America, saying that it was a time for choosing. He saw two paths for America, one that embraced conservative principles dedicated to lifting people out of poverty and helping create opportunity for all, and the other, an oppressive government that would lead America down a darker, less free path. I'm no Ronald Reagan, and this is a different moment in time. But I believe with all my heart and soul that we face another time for choosing, one that will have profound consequences for the Republican Party and, more importantly, for our country. I say this in part because of my conviction that America is poised to lead the world for another century. Our technology engines, our innovation dynamic, the ambition and skill of our people are going to propel our economy and raise the standard of living of Americans. America will remain, as it is today, the envy of the world. You may have seen Warren Buffett. He said, and I think he's 100% right, that the babies being born in America today are the luckiest crop in history. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have real problems and serious challenges. We do. At home, poverty persists and wages are stagnant. The horrific massacres of Paris and San Bernardino, the nuclear ambitions of the Iranian mullahs, the aggressions of Putin, the growing assertiveness of China, and the nuclear tests of North Korea confirm that we live in troubled and dangerous times. But if we make the right choices, America's future will be even better than our past and better than our present. On the other hand, if we make improvident choices, the bright horizon I've described will not materialize. And let me put it very plainly. If we Republicans choose Donald Trump as our nominee, the prospects for a safe and prosperous future are greatly diminished. Let me explain why I say that. First, on the economy. If Donald Trump's plans were ever implemented, the country would sink into prolonged recession. A few examples. His proposed 35% tariff-like penalties would instigate a trade war, and that would raise prices for consumers, kill our export jobs, and lead entrepreneurs and businesses of all stripes to flee America. His tax plan, in combination with his refusal to reform entitlements and to honestly address spending, would balloon the deficit and the national debt. So even though Donald Trump has offered very few specific economic plans, what little he has said is enough to know that he would be very bad for American workers and for American families. But you say, wait. Isn't he a huge business success? Doesn't he know what he's talking about? No, he isn't. And no, he doesn't. His bankruptcies have crushed small businesses and the men and women who work for them. He inherited his business. He didn't create it. And whatever happened to Trump Airlines? How about Trump University? And then there's Trump Magazine and Trump Vodka and Trump Steaks and Trump Mortgage. A business genius he is not. Now, not every policy that Donald Trump has floated is bad, of course. He wants to repeal and replace Obamacare. He wants to bring jobs home from China and Japan. But his prescriptions to do those things are flimsy at best. At the last debate, all he could remember about his health care plan was to remove insurance boundaries between states. Successfully bringing jobs home requires serious policy and reforms that make America the place businesses want to come, want to plant, and want to grow. You can't punish business into doing what you want. Frankly, the only serious policy proposals that deal with a broad range of national challenges we confront today come from Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich. One of these men should be our nominee. Now, I know that some people want this race to be over. They look at history and and say a trend like Mr. Trump's isn't going to be stopped. Perhaps. But the rules of political history have pretty much all been shredded during this campaign. If the other candidates can find some common ground, I believe we can nominate a person who can win the general election and who will represent the values and policies of conservatism. Given the current delegate selection process, that means that I'd vote for Marco Rubio in Florida and for John Kasich in Ohio and for Ted Cruz or whichever one of the other two contenders has the best chance of beating Mr. Trump in a given state. Now let me turn to national security and the safety of our homes and loved ones. Mr. Trump's bombast is already alarming our allies and fueling the enmity of our enemies. Insulting all Muslims will keep many of them from fully engaging with us in their urgent fight against ISIS. And for what purpose? Muslim terrorists would only have to lie about their religion to enter the country. And then what he said about in 60 Minutes. Did you hear this? It was about Syria and ISIS. And it has to go down as the most ridiculous and dangerous idea of the entire campaign season. Let ISIS take out Assad, he said, and then we can pick up the remnants. Now think about that. Let the most dangerous terror organization the world has ever known take over an entire country? This recklessness is recklessness in the extreme. Now Donald Trump tells us that he is very, very smart. I'm afraid that when it comes to foreign policy, he is very, very not smart. Now, I'm far from the first to conclude that Donald Trump lacks the temperament to be president. After all, this is an individual who mocked a disabled reporter, who attributed a reporter's questions to her menstrual cycle, who mocked a brilliant rival who happened to be a woman due to her appearance, who bragged about his marital affairs, and who laces his public speeches with vulgarity. Donald Trump says he admires Vladimir Putin. At the same time, he's called George W. Bush a liar. That is a twisted example of evil trumping good. There's a dark irony in his boasts of his sexual exploits during the Vietnam War, while at the same time, John McCain, whom he has mocked, was imprisoned and tortured. Dishonesty is Donald Trump's hallmark. He claimed that he had spoken clearly and boldly against going into Iraq. Wrong. He spoke in favor of invading Iraq. He said he saw thousands of Muslims in New Jersey celebrating 9/11. Wrong. He saw no such thing. He imagined it. He's not of the temperament of the kind of stable, thoughtful person we need as leader. His imagination must not be married to real power. The President of the United States has long been the leader of the free world. The President and, yes, even the nominees of the country's great parties helped define America to billions of people around the world. All of them bear the responsibility of being an example for our children and our grandchildren. Think of Donald Trump's personal qualities, the bullying, the greed, the showing off, the misogyny, the absurd third grade theatrics. You know, we've long referred to him as the Donald. He's the only person in the entire country to whom we have added an article before his name. And it wasn't because he had attributes we admired.
Mitt Romney blistering Donald Trump. Your take on it when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. From starting your child's savings account to closing on your first mortgage. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. Well, that and conveniently designed spaces to make banking even more comfortable for you. Get what you've come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
We're at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 with Vince to talk a little bit about stress. A lot of it out there in our lives every single day. How do I get rid of it?
Well, in our ever-changing Western world, pressure, stress, that fire alarm has become the standard. It's the normal. And it's your body basically has accepted it, and it's in the fight-or-flight mode. And what's happening there, your body shut down. Your cells are shut down, trapping bad stuff in, keeping good stuff out. Matter of fact, it's the root of 90% of all illness. And really, you only have two options. One is to reboot. The other is to crash. Your body's keeping score, whether you know it or not. And you know what I'm talking about with crash. Well, how do you reboot? Sit in hot water 20 minutes a day. It brings your body back to its ideal state, and your cells open up, your circulation increases, bad stuff out, good stuff in, your whole body comes alive. So that's really your only option to deal with the Western world we live in and the stress, which is killing you slower or faster than you know.
So get in and buy the best Hot Spring Spas. Why is Hot Springs the best?
Well, because we're about, we want you to use it, the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. We simply do the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more. And if everything I just said is true, and it is, we want you in that water.
Find one today at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, FargoHotSpring.com to find out more. They're on South Washington, Grand Forks, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and next to Spitfire in West Fargo.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
High Plains Apache, one of our fine sponsors today on the program. 2016s are in. Great deals on 2015s right now. Just get on down there across from Bonanza, across from, well, they're on East Courtside, across Maine in Mandan, exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. ET Ag Center has the parts you need. Any ag application part, they have it at High Plains Apache. And in addition to that, some great deals on Apache sprayers. Come on in and see them. Fargo, Frontier, actually, south of Fargo, and Mandan. And you tell them Scott sent you. Online anytime at highplainsapache.com. That's highplainsapache.com. Okay, 11 before the top of the hour. I'm going to go to the calls because you get the gist of what he's doing here, right? You understand that. And during the break, he's talking about anger. This is Mitt Romney now ripping on Donald Trump. He's saying, I get the anger. I totally get the anger of the American people. And, you know, we used to use anger in a way to get things done, but that's not how Trump's going to get it done. I'll just let him finish on the anger thing, and then I want your take on this.
Into energy directed for good. Mr. Trump is directing our anger
for less than noble purposes. He creates scapegoats of Muslims and Mexican immigrants. He calls for the use of torture. He calls for killing the innocent children and family members of terrorists. He cheers assaults on protesters. He applauds the prospect of twisting the Constitution to limit First Amendment freedom of the press.
I can't even take any more. This is a long... I mean, you have a Republican establishment spokesperson in Mitt Romney speaking for the establishment, ripping on a Republican leading the race for the nomination for the Republican Party as president. You're handing... the other thing he did during the break is talking about Hillary Clinton. We can't have Hillary Clinton. Well, why are you giving her more ammo if Donald Trump's the nominee? It's unbelievable. Thanks, Mitt, says one of our listeners. Your fear of loss of power and non-endorsement has cemented my vote for Trump. I think this could help Trump, actually. Another says, hey, Mitt, tell the nation you want to trust. Tell the nation that you want to trust. You want us to trust you about the failed energy policy that collapsed Enron. Is that the long-term recession you mentioned? All right. I have a full bank of calls, and I want to get your take before we wrap up, but this is a short segment. So do me a favor. Give me your best 30 seconds on what you heard today. Chad in Fargo, what's your take?
Well, it's just a bunch of garbage. I'm a Cruz fan, but the thing of it is that Rubio is basically the only trust of Florida. The other one, Kasich, basically had all these entitlements. He increased the entitlements. Bottom line, the establishment should basically be taken down, and maybe Donald Trump should be our nomination because he's got the fear of God in. I think we should do that. And they didn't also realize that he was a part of the Wall Street bankers that Mitt Romney worked for, I think, Goldman Sachs.
Chad, appreciate the call. Dorothy, give me your best 30 seconds on what you heard today.
My gosh, is the Republican Party afraid of the people, the American people, or what? I have to agree with the lady that called before you started playing that. But my reason for calling today is, why did the Republican Party of North Dakota cancel our right to vote in the primary? I mean, my gosh, the Republicans in North Dakota are getting to be just like the Republicans in Washington. I would never vote for Stengem. Never. Becker is the guy that I kind of like for North Dakota.
All right, Dorothy, I appreciate that. I got to keep rolling because I'm trying to keep each of these to 30 seconds to get them in. I would tell you quickly, we did have a number of conversations about the party opting out of the national nominating process that's going on in the caucus. Had to do with new rules from the National Republican Party and the time left to implement them. But I would not have made the same decision they did. But I would have found a way. But that's why they didn't do it. But it will be back. Roy in Wimbledon, what's on your mind?
Yes. Donald Trump, he's walking the walk. He don't smoke. He don't drink. And, if that man gets elected and does one thing and stops that dope coming across the border and changes that prison system to get these convicts, we got to get rid of them. If they're making money off of dope, and we've got it infiltrated all the way up to our judges and cops and everything else.
All right, Roy, thank you. Another texter. Wow, that speech made me sick. I'm voting for Trump and telling all my friends to vote Trump. Galen, Bismarck, 30 seconds, go.
What Mitt Romney said has only increased my anger toward the leadership of the Republican Party. It's the second thing is, it sounds like they'd rather have Hillary as our president than Don Trump.
But it sure does, doesn't it? My gosh. Unless they think that's going to work. Is that going to work? John and Wadena, you think that works?
I'm a Cruz supporter, always have been. But I'll tell you what, I am really upset with the Republican Party. If the Republicans think that Hillary Clinton's ever going to be indicted, that would be the biggest joke that ever happened. It's never going to happen. So they can't plan on that. They are going to, I know the Trump people, a lot of them, that are voting for him, and they're mad. And I'll tell you, all this will do is drive them away from the Republican Party and split the Republican Party right in half, and Hillary Clinton will get to be our next president.
Yeah, she has got to be the happiest person on the planet today watching this. I'm with you, John. Appreciate the call. A lot of passion from our audience on a lot of issues today from the Bismarck teacher that is garnering a lot of support to folks that will be watching tonight's governor's debate, to this gong show in the Republican establishment versus Donald Trump that's going on. My gosh. Thanks for sharing your views. Glad you're there. We appreciate you listening. We'll do it all over again tomorrow right here on What's On Your Mind. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.